Good morning. We saw last time that the majority, the vast majority of poskim were of the view that if somebody davened with his head uncovered, without a yarmulke, without a hat, by mistake, b'shogeg, that the tefillah, after he already davened, is acceptable. He does not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So b'dievet, after the fact, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Obviously, there's a chiyuv to have a head covering on the head, a kippah, a hat. But if somebody made the mistake and didn't, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So our question today is, given that fact that you don't have to repeat, but there is a concept of a tefillas nedava, meaning the davening is not to replace an unacceptable Shmona Esrei, but it's in addition, a nedava, a volitional davening, to say in not in place, but in addition to the davening that was already davened. So should somebody do that? Somebody daven mincha, for example, without a yarmulke, without a head covering on. How about a tefillah de nedava, a more proper davening with the head covering included? So the Tshuvas Yeshuas Moshe says, in fact, that would be advisable. It's not required, but he says as follows, our tefillahs nowadays are in place of the korbanos. We don't have the korbanos, so we have the tefillah. Neshama parim tzvasenu. The Kohen HaMakriv, when we have a Kohen at the time in the Beis HaMikdash, if we would do the Hakrav, if we would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, bring a Korban without the Korn's Mitznefet, without the head covering, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash would not be kosher because he would be lacking the required, the requisite clothing necessary to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Accordingly, we're not going to say that our davening today is 100% just like that, obviously. There are certainly differences, but somebody who really is a Baal Nefesh, who is on a higher level, and he's really feeling depressed, he's feeling saddened that he didn't daven properly because he davened with his head uncovered, be it that it was b'shogeg, it wasn't deliberate, it was a mistake. However, he feels that he davened b'kalus rush, a little bit of too much levity because he didn't have a head covering. Accordingly, he should daven properly with his head covered as a tefillas nedava, a volitional additional prayer, Shmona Esrei, in addition to the one that he already said. That's the opinion of the Tshuvas Yeshuas Moshe. On the other hand, there's a Kovetz Oel Yahel that brought in the name of the Bear Moshe, Deborah Tzina Rav, that nowadays, in fact, he disagrees, and you should not daven a tefillas nedava, an additional davening. You davened already and maybe have been b'dievet because you didn't have a head covering on. But despite that, don't daven as a nedava, another Shmona Esrei, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that nowadays that we really don't have proper kavana anyway. It's preferred that we don't daven a tefillas nedava. We don't have the proper kavana, so we should just leave it as is with the Shmona Esrei that we were yotzei already, albeit b'dievet without the head covering, but don't say another tefillah, another Shmona Esrei as a nedava, because in all likelihood you won't have the necessary or the preferred kavana for the Shmona Esrei. So in there we have it as a machlokes. Somebody who davened without a yarmulke, b'shogeg, by mistake, should they daven again? No, there's no requirement to repeat the Shmona Esrei, but should they daven an additional Shmona Esrei? And there we just saw that it was a machlokes between the Yeshuas Moshe, who says, yes, indeed, you can, not required, but you can, and the Deborah Tzina, the Bear Moshe, who says that you should not. Have a wonderful day.